Welcome to One More Dig, Metal Detecting Stories, and I'm Dave Sponnenberg. Here we are back at it, kicking off season 3, episode 1. I'm glad to be back. It's been, I think, 6 weeks since I recorded the last episode. I have a lot to catch everybody up on here. Everything from hunting trips to Florida to hunting trips to New Hampshire to new metal detectors and everything in between. So I did want to start out. We did a drawing, the season 2, episode 10. I announced there'd be a golf shirt drawing, One More Dig golf shirt, and you can watch the drawing on the One More Dig Facebook page. The winner is Tony Garlin from Addison, Illinois. Thanks a lot, Tony, for entering. At this point, I'm sure you have the shirt. I hope you enjoy it. They're great shirts. I love the quality, and I love that they don't wrinkle. I'm not much of a person to iron if I really don't have to, and I make it a rule to figure out how not to need to iron. But anyway, so thanks a lot, Tony. There were many entrants. If you watch the drawing, the video, you'll see all the pieces of paper flying all around. I tried to be as sophisticated as I know how to be. So anyway, we'll do that again sometime, maybe with a piece of equipment or something. But anyway, so I did mention that I was going down to Hutchinson Island in Florida the end of February for a few days, and I actually was lucky enough to find an outfit that would rent me a metal detector and a scoop, and I brought my own pouch and pinpointer down. And I spent a good part of one day down hunting for Spanish treasure down on the part of the island, down towards Fort Pierce, where the 1715 wrecks are. And I didn't have any luck finding any treasure, but I had to give it a shot. What the locals told me was the sand. I guess they replenish sand all down the coast every year, or I don't know how often, but they had just done it, and I guess the chances of my finding anything was slim, but I did not care. I had a great time in the sun. And then I spent a couple hours on another day, hunting a part of a beach adjacent to where there was a lot of swimming. And as luck would have it, I found a 14 karat white gold anniversary ring with, I think the jeweler said 40 little diamonds in it. I can't remember. It was somewhere upwards. And it's a beautiful ring. And you can see that on the, I posted that on the Facebook page as well. But that was fun. I've never found gold on a beach on the ocean before. I found quite a few inland on lakes and beaches and whatever, but never on the ocean. I rented an Equinox 800, and it didn't let me down. It was a lot of fun. I think I found a clad earring and then your usual bottle caps and pull tabs. Maybe some tent spike or two, I can't remember. But yeah, lots of bottle caps. Lots of people drink when they lay out in the sun. So that was the trip to Florida. It was a lot of fun. I think we were there 4 or 5 days. I hunted a couple of them. Hutchinson Island's beautiful. I love that. I love that part of the East Coast. if you ever get there, go into, there's a little town called Stewart, and it's got a really cute little downtown with some restaurants and shops and things. So that was my Florida trip. I guess let's do a shout out to Earl right now. Earl just turned 76 recently, and he's still an avid metal detectorist and still is participating in team hunts and gets out on his own when the weather permits. So, happy birthday, Earl. 76 years strong. Speaking of the team, in May we're gonna have the Earl birthday hunt, and we have folks coming from New Hampshire, Florida, and a bunch from upstate New York, and we're all gonna get together for our annual trip and do some hunting and spend some time together. And I always look forward to that. That's my favorite weekend of year is when we all get together for that. We used to get together a lot more often, but then several of us moved away and time passed. Another announcement along the lines of the club, we're going to have Clark on next episode for a, I don't think we'll do a story. I think we'll do a Q&A with Clark. So you guys can, since he's on doing some episodes with me here and there, just to help you get to know him a little better. And I think that'd be a lot of fun. He knows a lot about metal detecting, and he's pretty darn funny. So those two things make for good episodes. So we'll have Clark on probably in 2 weeks. I haven't really nailed that down with him yet. So the first he's going to hear of it is probably going to be this, which is an odd way to invite someone to be on your podcast, but guess that's the way it's going. Let's see. Oh yeah, I bought a new metal detector. I had. Well, my wife bought me a new metal detector. I just received a Deus 2 last week, and I've taken it out a couple times. And for those of you who own a Deus, and I did as well, and they're amazing machines. This is everything and more, in my opinion. I wouldn't run out and get rid of my Deus to buy this if you were on the fence, but I think if you did, you'd be pretty happy with it. I went earlier in the week to a spot where I found the belt plate last year, and I had been in there so many times because I found that plate and I just felt like, what if something else was lost there? Really important. And I've been there probably 2 dozen times. And I'm not exaggerating. It's easy access for a quick hour or two. And I went out there Monday and I found all this stuff right in a 20 by 20 yard area of the belt plate that I hadn't found previously. So I mean, I don't know how it all, I'm not a engineer, but it's multi-frequency, and I guess that's the game changer in the Deus. That makes the Deus, which was one of the best machines, into more one of the best machines. But I can tell you, I did find a lot of things right in a small area that I had done a whole lot. And I gotta be honest here. I've probably hunted this little square area because of that belt plate 2 dozen times. You know, minimum an hour of just wandering around, gritting. And I mean, I can't believe everything that I found in there the other day. I found a brass purse from late 1800s, but you know, the top of like the metal part that opens and closes, the bottom part would have been probably some sort of material, and that rotted away. And no, I didn't find any coins right next to it. But I found that brass purse right next to where the belt plate was. And then not too far away, I did find a mercury dime, that was super deep. And I found an old suspender clip, old brass one, 1800s. I found three spoon or three forks in one hole with about 20 nails. And I would have never dug that. And somehow this machine gave me enough of a positive signal on the brass forks that I dug it. And it was weird. And I posted them on Facebook, and they're Civil War-ish. That it goes back and forth between who's posting, but Civil War to 1870s. But there were three right in one hole, and there were all these nails, and it looked like probably there had been a fire. The dirt was really dark, a fire at one point, but it was like a fork spill instead of a coin spill. It was pretty interesting. But those were all those things. There was one really small flat button. And then not too far away, there was like a pewter spoon or fork, the back end. So all this stuff in this little area that I had been, and junk. I mean, I found some bullet casings and some other copper, like some copper piping, all kinds of stuff in this small area that I went over with the Deus and the Equinox 800. But I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, I don't know. You can miss stuff all the time, but it was pretty compelling to me, and I'm really excited to take it out. And it just like the original Deus, I mean, it's, if you get away from the presets, it's crazy complicated, but it's very nice. Thanks to Tracy, my wife, for that. Yeah, and today I went out and for a little while, and spent a few hours out in the fields, and I found a nice crotal bell that's intact, and it has the striker. I don't know if you can hear that, but that's always exciting to me when I can find one of those with the striker in it, because usually I'm not so lucky to find them intact. They're usually in pieces. But yeah, and I found a harmonica reed today, and this wasn't anywhere like the same type of story as I just told with that first time I went out. I was just out in fields wandering all over the place. So I found a lot of good stuff, but I don't know if I would have found it with other machines or not. I love metal detecting, and I love metal detectors, and I love trying new ones. So I think my Deus was 5 years old, and then I have the Equinox is a couple years old. And then this is probably what I'll use pretty much all the time. We're going back down to Florida the end of April, and I'm gonna see if I can fit the Deus in my carry-on somehow. I think I can. Hopefully, then I won't have to rent a machine down there because I don't want to check one. I don't like checking bags, so. What else are we doing here? I'm just happy that the weather's cooperating, and well, it's cooperating pretty good. Today I was out there in the middle of a field, and all of a sudden it started sleeting and then flurrying. And I went in the hunted for a while, and then I went in the woods and sat on a rock and ate my sandwich and drank my water. But you can dig anywhere now. Everything's thawed, so I think it's ready, set, go season on, at least as far as I'm concerned. I'll probably go out tomorrow for a little bit. Try and get out a couple days a week for I live fairly close to my permissions, and then my woods was a old farm at one point, so I can go back there. It's don't find as much, find a lot of horseshoes and ox shoes, but still find some cool things once in a while. Here's a non-metal detecting topic that I'm going to say a few words about. I had a listener reach out and just mention they were looking forward to hearing my update on my Volkswagen ID.4 electric vehicle. Just quickly, I pros, it's beautiful. It runs on electricity. It's fast. It's crazy fast off the line. Cons, it's a big computer. Everything on it is run out of like a computer, and it's all software. And so there's definitely some progress that needs to be made. And I think Volkswagen announced that they're going to have an upgrade on the software this summer. But it just randomly at times, my hazards will come on, or my presets won't preset. And my one time I was at the I was charging the car, and the charger wouldn't come out. I had to call Electrify America, and I had to lock and unlock the car three times to get it out. It seems like some sort of circus routine, I guess. But all in all, I love the car. It rides really nice. It looks really nice. It's fast. I mean, with gas the way it is now, I think last month I spent 40. So far this month, I've spent $44 fueling it up. So, and I drive pretty much daily. So I like it. They're gonna have a whole lot of electric car choices in the next few years, and I'm pretty excited that I got in pretty early, and it's just fun. I like technology. Like, I got the Deus. It's new technology, and I try to, I don't know, it's just always interests me. But that is the update on the Volkswagen. Now it's time for you all to do me a favor and go on to your podcast platform that you're using to listen to One More Dig Metal Detecting Stories and give me a rating and a review. Email me any ideas, questions. And now I have the One More Dig Facebook page that you can all go to and check out what I'm doing. I post 2 3 days a week probably. If I find good stuff, I post more often than if I don't. But I already have almost 300 followers, and I just put it up a few weeks ago, so I'm
I'm pretty happy with that. So, if you wouldn't mind, just go into the page, follow it, like it. I sound like I'm shilling it. Like you watch YouTube videos and I guess other podcasts, and everybody says, like it, follow it. I feel sort of like I'm begging. But anyway, if you like it, if you like the podcast, please follow the Facebook page too. If you don't, you don't, and that's cool too. Just keep listening in. Having fun still making these. It's good to be back. I mean, 6 weeks was a long time. That would have been 2 to 3 episodes, I think, in there. But now we're going to start out Fast and Furious. In a couple weeks, we're going to have Clark. I'm all over the place today and I'm all out of order, but I just wanted to go back to the diamond ring that I found. I did go into the resort that went with the beach that I found it on and told the manager that I had found the ring and gave my name and number for someone to call me if they had lost it or whatever. No one called, but I think that's a good idea when you find something valuable like that and you know that it was someone who was staying at that resort. It's different on a public beach unless it's marked. If it's marked and you can look for the owner, that's one thing, but this ring on a public beach, you would have no way of figuring it out. There was nothing engraved inside. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, not to brag about myself, but just to say that's kind of fall in theme with the a podcast I had earlier on called Give Backs in season 2. But I think that's it for today. Everybody go out. I hope your snow's melted and your ground's thawed and dig some holes. Remember, make one more dig too. My one more dig today was a piece of some sort of piece of tin, like sort of like aluminum side looking siding kind of material, but that's not what it was, but just a piece of junk like that. But I do it every time. It's ingrained in me since I was young. So anyway, well, rate, review, email me, let me know what's going on. This has been One More Dig Metal Detecting Stories, and I'm Dave Sponenberg.